Calling our claim center. Para español, marque el número uno. For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, etch, or theft protection claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4.
We are experiencing a period of high call volume. For faster service, please visit our online claims portal. Vehicle owners, please visit www.nsdmc.com/member-claims to check the status of your claim or to upload your supporting documents. To repeat this option, press the pound key. Dealerships, please visit www.nsdmc.com/producer-claims to file a new claim for tires, wheels, key replacement, or glass repair. You may also check the status of your customer's claims or upload your supporting documents. To repeat this option, press 1. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the claims department. My name is Jessica. How may I assist?
I was actually calling back to try to start a claim on the reimbursement for towing.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist. May I please ask who's speaking?
Pamela McCall.
Ms. McCall, can I please have a callback number for you?
803-846-6795.
Okay, thank you for that information, Ms. McCall. Can you please provide me with the address that's on your policy, please?
141 Battlefield Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 29203.
Let's see what we have here. Please bear with me. Okay, Ms. McCall, your first name is?
Tamula, T-A-M-U-L-A.
Okay, Tamula. Please bear with me as my system loads.
He also gave me an ID number.
Okay, the ID number will be, okay, I think I have it here, McCall, Ms. McCall.
Okay.
What's the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
It's 2008 Dodge Durango.
Okay, yes, I have the policy here. My system was just taking a little time to load. Okay, and you said you're calling for towing reimbursement, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, what day did you get this tow service for this Dodge?
The date of loss is on the 30th. I think I got it the next day. Hold on, I can tell you the exact date. But I believe it happened on the 30th, so I believe it right the next day. Hold on. Yeah, let me do this paperwork. And that's the thing that kills me is that they tell you to bring it in they'll make a copy and then say, oh no, well, you got to call them again. Oh. That is so awful. Yes.
Yeah, that happened a lot. So usually when customers send a receipt into the insurance, instead of them calling to start the claim, they never do. They just have the receipt and never call in to start the reimbursement claim. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
And the whole time the customers would think that the claim is started, and the whole time the claim never got started.
And that's what's going on with me right now. Now I got to try to find out. I took them and she made a copy of my receipt, right?
But it's okay if you don't know the exact date. When you send us a copy of that receipt, we'll be able to verify.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. The date of loss is on the 30th, and I got it on the next day.
So the 31st.
So the 31st of this month. Last month, I'm sorry.
Of January. Okay, thank you for that information, Ms. McCall. Would you like to receive electronic notification when there's a change in your claim status?
Yes.
Okay, great. Do you prefer to get these messages by text or email? Okay, no problem. Please note that messaging and data rates may apply, and text is available to yours phone number only. Do you want me to use the same number you provided me for a callback number?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that information, Ms. McCall. So the claim is now processed. What I'm going to do now is provide you with your claim number, and do you have access to email?
I do.
And our email. Basically, what you will have to do is just send us a copy of that receipt to the email, including your claim number in that email. Then we'll be able to get that reimbursement started. The process for the reimbursement started.
Yeah,
you probably just can provide them with the email and claim number and have them just send it over. Okay. So they. The claim number for the storm.
I found it. Yeah, so it was January 30th. It was because it happened like at 3 o'clock that morning, so it was on the 30th.
Okay, thank you for that info, Ms. McCall. So your claim number will go out in the tolling room. I'll get that updated in the system. It was the 30th. So the claim number is going to be 131-107. Three. Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, claim number. Go ahead, I'm ready.
It's going to be 131-107.
107.
389-67.
6-7. So 131-107-389-67.
Yes.
And
then I'm so sorry.
My email.
No, I'm going to provide you. I'm going to provide you with the email, and you're going to email us with the copy of the receipt.
Okay.
Okay. So the email that you're going to send that receipt to is going to be G as in George. C as in Charlie at Nation, 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 Safe, SAFE, Drivers, DRIVERS .com. So the email should be GC at Nation Safe Drivers .com.
Okay.
And
then just email y'all copy the receipt and put the claim number on there.
Yeah, you're gonna put the claim number. You know, when you send an email and ask you to put something in the subject line, you're gonna put the claim number in that subject line of the email.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else I'll be able to assist you with today, Ms. McCall?
No, that's good, darling.
Okay. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
You too. You too, love.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.